This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life groups in Indiana continue making gruesome discoveries in state records about how young teens are treated by abortionists after being raped. At least four Indiana-based abortion doctors are failing to report abortions they performed on girls under the age of 14. The case of a Portland teacher fired for refusing to let Planned Parenthood teach in his class just got a little more interesting. A pro-life group says Portland school administrators who were likely involved in the firing may have significant political ties to abortion advocacy groups. While the owner of the last abortion clinic in Mississippi is openly thanking God for abortion, one of her former employees, abortionist Joseph Booker Jr., has died at the age of 69 of a stroke that led to drowning at home. God alone knows the condition of one's soul at the time of death. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. Sunday morning, Kathy McMorris Rogers, who serves as a representative in the U.S. House, made history again. The pro-life congresswoman, a rapidly advancing leader among House Republicans, gave birth to Bryn Catherine Rogers, her third child, a record while serving in the U.S. House. The Rogers family is doing well. Our congratulations. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.